Ladies and gentlemen, travel with us now. Beyond the clouds, beyond the galaxies, right through and into heaven itself, as we all go before the glorious, mighty judgment seat of God. Yes, let's begin television's most revealing game show, People Say the Darndest Things. And now, here's your host, Jim Kennedy. Jimmo?
And welcome to People Say the Darndest Things. Just a quick review of the rules for our new viewers. Our contestants have all been informed of the rules for many years, so no excuses and no alibis are permitted. All judgments are reserved for God Himself through the authority of His Word. So, with that established, let's meet our first contestant.
Jim, our first contestant was a mechanic from Buffalo, New York. Audience, welcome Delbert Bartley.
Well, welcome, Delbert, to People Say the Darndest Things. How you doing?
Not so good. I'm a little nervous.
Well, Delbert, look at your file. You have plenty of reason to be. Delbert, I want you to know that you hold a People Say the Darndest Thing record, because in your lifetime, you took the name of the Lord in vain, either by cursing God or by using the name of Jesus, 617,542 times.
Oh, that's...
Make that 617,543 times.
No, wait a second. I say God bless you to a lot of people, too, especially when people sneeze, you know? Doesn't that sort of even out?
I don't think so, Delbert. Okay, it's time for the ruling. And the scripture says, Matthew 12:34-37.
What's that say?
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Thank you, Bible lady.
Condemned?
Yeah, looks like you're in big trouble, but thanks for being on the show. Now just go right on through the judgment door for God's sentencing. Boy, sure sounds like Delbert had quite a bad heart and far too many idle words. Well, let's meet our next contestant.
Jim, our next contestant was an operations supervisor in Omaha, Nebraska. Audience, welcome Art Langtry.
Welcome, Art.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Feeling pretty sure to yourself, huh?
Oh, let me tell you, Jim, I keep a close watch on this mouth of mine.
Well, okay, Art. Well, let's look at your file. Oh, Art, I see a few slips.
What do you mean?
We're going to go back to March 8th, 1974. The place, your living room. Let's run the tape.
Monitor up here?
Yeah.
Carol, I'm tired of asking you, where is my bowling ball?
I told you, it's in the closet.
It is not. I'm looking in the closet, and
Well, there you have it, Art. Pretty convicting.
Okay, so I blew it once. Did you have to play that in public? Look, I was in a closet. I didn't hurt anyone.
Well, Art, that wasn't the only time. I got a list of carrots eating.
Well,
let's get a ruling. And the scripture says, Luke 12:3.
Therefore, whatever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops.
Boy, I'm sorry, Art, but you've been a good sport, so go right on through for sensing. Thanks again. Before we move on, we got a couple of letters asking what happened to Harry Gardner, the man that throughout his life vehemently denied that Jesus was Lord. As you recall, Harry received Philippians 2:10-11. Bible lady?
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
We can now report that Harry is on his knees admitting that Jesus is Lord. Sadly, too little, too late for Harry. And now for our next contestant.
Right, Jimmo, our next contestant is a man previously from Cedar Rapids, Michigan. Let's welcome to People Say the Darndest Things, Larry Nelson.
Hi, Roz Fan Club. Well, welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Oh, it is?
Sure, Jim. I went to church every Sunday. I raised $400 for the Stained Glass Fund, and I saw the movie Five Commandments 10 times.
Oh, impressive, Larry. But your file isn't spotless. I'm sorry. You've got quite a few offenses.
Huh? Maybe there's a mistake.
No. For instance, April 10th, 1976, at the Elks Lodge.
I don't remember that day in particular.
Does the line, did you hear the one about the traveling salesman ring a bell?
Yeah.
Should we read the rest of the story?
No, that's okay. But hey, it was just the guys, you know, a few beers. We were just kidding. We always told jokes like that.
Well, okay, Larry, let's see. And the scripture says, James 1:26.
If any man among you seems to be religious and doesn't bridle his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is vain.
Thank you, Bible lady.
Vain? After every Sunday having to get up and go to that boring church?
Larry, you'll have to tell to the judge. And thanks for being on People Say the Darndest Things. Don?
I didn't know how boring that church was.
Jim, our final contestant was a telephone repair person from Whittier, California. Audience, welcome Barb Henderson.
Oh. Well, welcome, Barb.
Praise the Lord, Jim. It's a privilege and an honor to be here.
Great. Well, let's open your file and see what says you've said.
Okay.
Boy, Barb, it's empty. Not one word. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, but I can't take any credit. You see, I've said plenty of bad things in my day. You know, lost my temper or didn't bridle my tongue. But being a Christian, Jesus took all the judgment for me, so my file's clean.
Yeah, just like you never said one wrong word. That's great. And Don, what do we have for Barb?
Well, Jim, for Barb, there's joy, peace, and happiness for eternity. And not just any eternity, but eternity with God himself.
Oh, praise the Lord!
Well, that's our show. Once again, proving what Proverbs 13:3 says.
He that keeps his mouth keeps his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall see destruction.
This is Jim Kennedy on behalf of the Bible Lady saying goodnight and see you all sometime on the Darnest Thing.